I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Or more like gobble, gobble, if you're an ochre sea star. Pisaster ochraceus crawls over rocky intertidal zones, gobbling up sea mussels. Although it seems insignificant, Pisaster is a keystone species, meaning that its disappearance leads to the collapse of other species in the habitat. Biosphere integrity, the diversity and balance of living things, is another planetary boundary under severe strain. Every species lost weakens the web of life that supports us. From bees that pollinate our food to forests that absorb carbon, each plays a vital role. Scientists estimate extinction rates are now hundreds of times higher than natural background levels. Adding to the problem are novel entities, human-made substances like plastics, PFAS or forever chemicals, and micropollutants that nature has no way to process. These synthetic invaders are found in oceans, in soil, even in human bloodstreams. Both biodiversity loss and novel entities have crossed into dangerous territory. They're altering ecosystems, poisoning wildlife, and compromising human health. Yet innovation can go both ways. Cleaner materials, circular economies, and conservation efforts are already helping to reverse the tide. The same creativity that caused the problem can become the tool to solve it. One thing we know for sure is that converting food waste to compost benefits multiple planetary systems. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.